Tools mit Out of Yourself vom Album Travels, das rausgekommen ist am 11.04.2014, zumindest in Germany, in Norwegen ist das Ding schon 2013 rausgekommen. Heute Abend spielt Tools im Rahmen der Ja-Ja-Ja-Veranstaltungsreihe im schönen Fluxbau und jetzt ist er erstmal bei mir und wir quatschen über sein Jahr 2014 und dessen Höhepunkte. Wir reden über seine Liebe zu Berlin, über die wichtigsten Erfahrungen im Musikbusiness, die er eben noch vor der Solo-Karriere sammeln konnte. Wir reden aber auch über seine Sucht nach ruhigen, naturbelassenen Wäldern und die Inspiration, die er an solchen Orten verspürt. Und wir finden noch viel mehr heraus über Truls, denn er ist bei mir im Studio. Hello and welcome, Truls.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I understood a little bit what you said.
See? And it was all nice things. Yeah, I only said nice things about
sounded
you.
Good. Good.
So, how are you doing? How's 2014 been for you? Because the year is almost over.
Yeah,
what are you thinking of when you're looking back?
I'm happy there's been a lot of ups and downs, kind of. But with the music, it's been pretty good.
Okay.
So, but it's been a lot of work and there's been a lot of thinking.
Okay.
If I could say that. Yeah.
That's because of the downs that happened to you privately. You did.
Yeah, but I had a manager who passed away in January.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I had to. There's been a lot of rearranging or the kind of how we work and stuff.
Oh.
So that's been a lot of. But it's okay now.
But that's a sad story and it's a pretty tough story for a musician because you have been building up so much trust towards your manager, I believe.
Of course.
You
yeah.
have to, right?
Yeah.
And then. If someone like that is passing away, that's
yeah, that
super.
Yeah, that was tough, and it was the sorrow and the grief is one thing, but it's you know we had plans for many years.
Sure.
So and he passed really quick, so that was a kind of a setback, but I kind of makes me stronger, I think, for the next year.
Yeah, as people say, something good comes out of the bad things maybe as well. So
absolutely. Yeah.
I'm hoping for you that this is going to happen. I've read that you've been working in L.A. and making some music there this year. And this was one of the highlights of the year. But what exactly have you been working on in L.A.? Is there new stuff coming up from Truls?
It is. I'm planning a couple of releases next year. And there's a single, I think, maybe like February or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure over here in Germany just the date, but it's going to come next year. And I've been working there. Yeah, it's I've never been there before I went there
at
the start of the year. And I must say that I'm overwhelmed and I really like and love the place. It's calm and...
Calm?
I think it's calm.
Really? I've never been there, but I imagine it to be like a super busy...
Yeah, but it's in the same, like, for instance, with New York, everybody lives on top of each other.
Yeah.
But there's like houses everywhere. So the city is so spread out.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel that urban.
Ah, okay. I get what you mean.
And then there's like the colibri birds and the raccoons. Mm-hmm. And I even saw coyotes in the streets one night. So the animal life there, which I kind of... a little bit over the normal interested in. So I think there's so many good things about Los Angeles and America that I, as an old punk rocker, kind of hated that country, but there's so different.
Yeah, because I was wondering, what is Truls doing in L.A.? Yeah. He's the guy who goes out into the woods, into a little cabin, because he wants to be right in the middle of nature when writing music and when composing. And then he goes to Los Angeles, which is like the... Not, but it's no nature at all. In my imagination, I've never been there. But
no, but it's true.
There's nature parts there as well.
There's a lot of pollution there, and it's of course. But the forest and like the mountains and stuff, it's really close. And where I stayed the last time I was there, I've been there three times this year.
Okay.
So this summer when I stayed there, I stayed at a really nice house, and it was nothing like New York or like a big city. It doesn't feel like a big city. If you're going to the beach, like Venice, it's like an hour in car and stuff. So it's...
Yeah. And I imagine that the Californian people who've been there for a while, they're pretty relaxed, right?
They're pretty chilled out. Yeah. When you talk with everybody, it's like so much different from Europe, and especially Norway. It's like people
and
are
Berlin
like, hey,
too.
How you doing?
Yeah,
Berlin.
Berlin is a grumpy city sometimes, especially during the wintertime. When you go up to someone and just start talking to him as a stranger, they'd be like, they're trying to put you in a madhouse. They're calling the doctor. They're like, he's just talking to strangers. He's crazy.
And then he turns around and you see the Bluetooth in his ear.
Maybe. But you do love Berlin, right? I've read about your love for Berlin.
Yes.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know. I've been here quite some times before I started like playing here, and I don't know. I just like it, and I toured a lot in Germany in several years ago with my old band, and kind of fell in love with the. With the how you can travel around as an indie band in Germany and people take really good care of you. Yeah. And then you go to another country and then it's like crazy.
Yeah, that's what I get a lot. Like who made who from Denmark? They told me that they quit going to the UK because they were treated like shit there everywhere. Yeah, like they were not paid. They were like kicked out of a venue when they were asking for money after playing a show.
Yeah.
So they just don't play there anymore.
No. But I don't see the. I think the history of Berlin is really interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Berlin's history is so much affected by my history and my grandparents and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's so that's quite interesting. I like to be a tourist here, and that's not so many cities in the world that I like to be a tourist. But it's so interesting, and I think it's beautiful. And I think the kind of centralization of the artists and the culture here. Parts of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good. And it reminds me a little bit about LA because there's so many creative people and everybody's like doing some art stuff and all the street art around. I know it's kind of like a cliche, but it feels good to be here.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are grumpy, not even in the winter. I'm really surprised by the like nice people here.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Yeah, okay.
I never lie.
No, why should you?
Only in lyrics.
Now, before we talk a bit more, before we listen to more of your lies, let's listen to a song. Truls mit The Next nochmal auf Lux FM. Gleich reden wir noch ein bisschen weiter über seine Stimme und die Arbeit mit der Stimme, aber auch nochmal über die alte Band Luke Star und wie die noch weiterlebt, vielleicht auch in seiner jetzigen Solo-Karriere. Zwischendurch aber nochmal ein Stück von ihm. Hier ist er zu hören mit The Next und gleich gibt's dann noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend zu gewinnen hier auf Lux FM. Yes, Truls nochmal mit The Next auf Lux FM. Wir haben schon ein bisschen geredet über seine Zeit in L.A., da hat er schon ein paar Stücke aufgenommen und das, obwohl er eigentlich sonst gerne im Wald arbeitet. Und auch sonst war das Jahr 2014 für ihn ein interessantes. Es waren auch traurige Sachen dabei, aber es sind auch gute Sachen passiert für Truls, der immer noch bei mir im Studio steht. Heute Abend steht er auf der Bühne des Fluxbau, übrigens zusammen mit Noah Keen aus Finnland und mit Sequoia aus Dänemark. Have you ever heard or have you ever worked with those guys? Have you ever seen Check them out.
When I saw I was playing with them.
Yeah, cool.
There's one like kind of urban act, and I'm really looking forward to see them.
Noah Keen is a Finnish rapper. I mean, that's maybe the first Finnish rapper I've ever heard of.
Exotic, lovely, perfect.
Yeah, I love that thing too.
Yeah, it's good.
Cool. Before you started your solo career, we've been talking about that. Well, we've been mentioning the band Luke Star already.
Yes.
You had been pretty successful with that band. And I want to know how important was working with that band, or how important has working with that band been for you as a solo artist now? How important are the experiences from back then? Are you still able to use some of these experiences for what you do now?
I would say yes, absolutely, because I learned to... We started the band when we were young without any ambitions, or like with old ambitions of being the biggest rock band in the world, but... It was so much we did. We did everything ourselves. We sent demos around. I like started on the bottom of everything. And like nobody wanted to listen to our music before it became good enough. And then suddenly everything happened. So that I think that learning and that experience by being nobody to being somebody is really important for an artist. Or if you just go straight to the top, you end up as an asshole, I think. But
So most of the times, actually,
So we did like the groundwork that I kind of don't do as much now.
Mm-hmm.
And we toured a lot. So I got a lot of experience of like standing on a stage, being funny in different languages. and like playing, like understanding the monitors and or everything. Yeah. It's like, so it's experience in all possible ways, I would say, with that band.
And I was reading about the fact that the band, you and the band kind of split up because some of the guys were getting, were making up families, were with kids all of a sudden, and they were like, oh, maybe being a musician is not the thing that I'm going for 110%. And I guess that you found out for yourself that you want to go for a 120% music career, right? And that must have been important as well, that you kind of realized, yes, this is exactly what I want. Yeah. I don't want anything else. This is what I want, and I'm going for it right now.
Yeah, that was like, when we started talking about not playing in the band anymore, I was like, okay, so what should I do now? Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything before. and you guys have been like secretly like getting family and like studying and stuff. And I'm like sitting here writing songs. And so I just kept doing it. Mm-hmm. But now I just went for the, in Norway we have something called like guilty pleasure.
You probably have
that, but I don't use that word. I just use pleasure, or it's unguilty pleasure. So I always loved R&B and the urban music scene and rap music, and so I wanted to do something like that. I wanted to like go out of the comfort zone and like do something that people could like hate on. I've been playing like in indie band when we didn't have any haters. People ignored us or loved us. But now people like mean a lot about what I do. And I think that's a good place for me to be in, because then I have to like think about stuff much more. And I think I make better music knowing that I reach so many more people now that people could actually hate on you. If you have a hater, you're kind of someone, aren't you?
No. If there's haters, there's got to be lovers as well. And that's a cool thing. There's not too many people who accept you as a band and go like, he can do whatever. It's not too important to me. It's like either you be like, I can't listen to his voice, you know? Why is he combining elements of hip hop with this high pitched voice? I can't understand it. Or you go like, wow, this is beautiful. I love this man. I love his music. And that's a cool thing to aim for.
And I'm always trying to be a pioneer in music, to use my high pitched voice and to like mix genres and do stuff delicately. And that's what kind of the force that kind of drives me all the way also is like going to Los Angeles to work. I'm so different than everybody else there. And like from Norway, you eat sheep's head and they think I'm like a crazy Viking. But I don't have to like say I'm like a normal guy, but you know, they think I'm like mental over there.
So
try to push the borders with pop music. And that's really hard because it's kind of, you can't be too experimental.
And the fact is that labels have always worked on putting boundaries around pop music. So if they found out that this and that kind of pop music works, they're trying to push you into that genre. So they can be sure that the next Truls record is going to sell, you know? And that's why what I love about you as a musician and your idea of making music, because actually in the pop music to go for wider boundaries, that's like it's like an interesting task, and it's hard boundaries that you're, it's like Don Quixote kind of.
It could be rough, but in most parts it's like positive, and I have good labels in Norway and here in Germany that like they want me to be the person I am. They don't want to like, I'm not young enough. I'm not maybe a sex bomb enough. So they know that they can't fuck with me. They have to like, okay, this is what he is. And we love it. So let him be. They like what I am. So I think if I've been making like more mainstream middle of the road music, nobody would be interested in. So I had to do this in this way as well.
We've mentioned that you've been working in LA and that you're gonna put out some music in the beginning of 2015. Can you please make sure that the music in 2015 is gonna come out close to the date when it's gonna come out in Norway? So we'll be close. Because it must be strange as well to put out music in 2013 and then a year after that you have to talk about the record again.
It's true.
With people.
It's true. It is, but at the same, the time has been going so fast since I put out the first single in Norway. Out of Yourself came out in Norway. When it came out, time has went so fast. But of course, the best would be to do it like globally.
That would be totally nice.
It's much better for internet, for like SoundCloud and YouTube to have it all over the world at the same time.
And what do you think of the idea of the evening to put out Scandinavian music? Because I think it's happening in London too and in Berlin.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I think it's great. It's an opportunity to reach other audiences. Mm. I've been playing the Berlin Music Week and some club shows and stuff. And now maybe, hopefully there will be some new different people here now.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good thing. I played in London a couple of times at the Ya Festival as well. And it's really, really good. Cool. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of interest in Scandinavian music. So people show up as well.
Yeah.
And it's... I think it's a great. I think it's a great thing. Probably because they invite me, but I love it. Yeah. I love to play that shows. Cool. Yeah.
So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show and for rest of 2014 and for the plans for the next record. And as soon as you finish something, please send it to us
or
come and visit us personally and bring it to us. Because when you visit Berlin, you can just visit us as well. Even as a private person, we'll give you tickets for another band's show.
Okay.
And then provide you with stuff.
That's nice. Ja, maybe I'll just move here then.
Yeah, maybe, why not? Okay, Truls, thanks a lot. Und wer heute Abend zur Veranstaltung gehen möchte, im Fluxbau, dort außer Truls auf der Bühne, Sequoia aus Dänemark und Noah Kinder, Rapper aus Finnland, wer da hingehen möchte, der ruft mich jetzt an. Wir haben die allerletzten Tickets für die ansonsten ausverkaufte Show unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Thank you again, Truls. See you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
Und hier nochmal Sequoia zum Einstimmen. Wir hören ein Stückchen Waves.